to bring in picked businessmen. The conference promptly addressed itself to choosing qualified men to give the help needed. In the second business meeting, after passing resolutions of appreciation for the faithful and abundant labors of James White and reaffirming abiding confidence in the testimonies of Ellen White, resolution number 8 was presented and adopted. It read, "Whereas, God has shown that there should be picked men at the heart of the work, and whereas, heretofore the cause has suffered for the lack of such men who would help to bear burdens, and whereas, we think there are those among us who would please God and relieve His overtasked servants by coming and helping in such things as they could do, therefore, resolved, that a committee of 3 be appointed to select such men to remove to Battle Creek, as they shall think duty calls to this place. Ibid, February 14, 1871. In a later meeting of the session, this resolution was implemented as follows. Brethren E. H. Root, S. H. King, and J. F. Carman were authorized to act with the General Conference Committee to induce such persons to remove to Battle Creek as can be a help in the work, and effect the removal from the place of such persons as can be of no help here. Ibid. James White came to this session hoping to be relieved of some of the load he was carrying, but instead it was increased. The nominating committee called for him to continue as president of the General Conference, with Uriah Smith as secretary and Mrs. Adelia P. Van Horn as treasurer. J. N. Andrews and W. H. Littlejohn would join White as a General Conference committee. Then he was re-elected president of the Publishing Association and editor of the Review and Herald. To this was added the responsibility of editor of the Health Reformer. The chief benefit of calling the General Conference session early was in the long-range planning it provided. The actions taken promised a remedy. Ira Abbey, of Brookfield, New York, was the first to respond, and soon came to Battle Creek to manage the Health Institute. In the meantime, some families not needed in Battle Creek were encouraged by the General Conference Committee to move to other locations. But it took time to change residences and, in some instances, occupations. The time involved was frustrating to James White. Through much of the year 1871, he studied ways to relate to the changes that must take place. He and Ellen sensed that plans must be devised that would result in a strong, continuing business administrative force heading the growing work of the church. And there was the question of how he should relate to these changes. Various plans were considered, some of them quickly changed, but all focused on providing a situation in which both could do the writing they felt they must do. One step was seen in the announcement that they would attend the 4 camp meetings in the West. "We shall have nothing to do with the sale of books, or in taking subscriptions for our periodicals. We shall furnish to each camp meeting a complete list of subscribers for Review, Reformer, and Instructor, and shall invite each camp meeting to appoint proper persons to attend to this kind of work." Ibid, May 23, 1871. Another carefully considered question was whether they should continue to reside in Battle Creek, or move, say, to their home in Washington, Iowa. At first they opted for selling their Battle Creek home and moving away. Then, seeing that for the sake of the cause they must not be too far away from Battle Creek, they thought of securing a home close to the railroad, where they could easily slip into town when needed. Ibid, November 14, 1871. Eventually they decided to keep their home in Battle Creek but separate their interests as far as possible from the day-to-day operations, with James still at the head of the publishing interests but not managing the routine operations.